Call Back the Past.
The First and Eighth Armies, our fleets and air forces, are advancing towards each other, heartened and greatly fortified by the timely and massive armies of the United States. Blows have been struck by the armies of the Soviet Union, the effects of which cannot yet be measured on the minds and bodies of the German people.
Britain's King George VI, on the progress of the war in 1942, German troops were moving into more areas of unoccupied France. The German advance into Russia continued in 1942 as they occupied Sebastopol, Voroshilovsk, and Krasnodar. Then came Stalingrad, where the German assault was stemmed. As the Russians gradually gained the upper hand in this crucial battle of World War II, Germany's Field Marshal Goering made this appeal to the officers of the Luftwaffe.
Ach nun, gleich einem gewaltigen, monumentalen Bau. Stalingrad.
Goering recalls the heroic saga of the Battle of the Nibelungen and compares it to the Battle of Stalingrad. After 1,000 years, he says, Stalingrad will be remembered as the monument to final victory.
Wir kennen ein gewaltiges, heroisches Lied von einem Kampf ohne Gleichen. Das ist der Kampf der Nibelungen. Auf die standen in einer Halle von Feuer und Brand. Löschen den Durst mit eigenem Blut, aber kämpfen und kämpfen bis zum Letzten. Ein solcher Kampf tobt heute dort. Und jeder Deutsche, noch in 1,000 Jahren, muss mit heiligen Schauern das Wort Stalingrad aussprechen und sich erinnern.
The world's first electronic brain or computer was developed by American scientists in 1942, as was A.C. Hartley's Fido, a device to clear fog at airports, and a boon for the recording industry in the perfection of magnetic recording tape.
Darling, you're my guiding star. Not caring what you own, but just what you are.
Frank Sinatra with the Dorsey Orchestra and the Pied Pipers in 1942, a year which started well for Rommel's armies in North Africa. Africa Corps swept on, overwhelming the British at Tobruk. The advances halted at El Alamein, where Allied forces under General Montgomery turned the tide. South African troops were also involved, and on November 21st, this broadcast was made by General Dan Pinar.
I am sending this message to you from all of us serving in the North. and especially from those of us who are serving in the 1st South African Division. As you all know, this division has played its part in the battle across Africa, from Kenya through Somaliland, Abyssinia, Eritrea, Egypt, and Cyrenaica. During this long war, the division has had its ups and downs, but it has never been broken or defeated. The division has been involved in heavy fighting for the past 12 months. This terminated with a recent resounding victory at El Alamein. There, on that narrow stretch of desert between El Alamein and the Katara Depression, one of the greatest battles in history was fought from the 23rd of October to the 7th of November. During this period, 12 enemy divisions were completely destroyed as fighting entities.
That was the last recording made by the popular South African general. A few weeks later, he was dead. Books of 1942 included Upton Sinclair's Dragon's Teeth, The Robe by Lloyd Douglas, The Outsider by Albert Camus, and John Steinbeck's The Moon is Down.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba-jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabba and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mud. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Wait a percolate.
The Ink Spots with Java Jive. In Britain, Winston Churchill formed a coalition government with opposition leader Clement Attlee as deputy prime minister. The British Prime Minister was elated by the Allies' success in North Africa, but nevertheless still wary of crowing too much too soon.
I have never promised anything but blood, tears, toil, and sweat. Now, however, we have a new experience, a remarkable and definite victory. A bright gleam has caught the helmets of our soldiers and warmed and cheered all our hearts. Rommel's army has been defeated. It has been routed. It has been very largely destroyed as a fighting force. Ah, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning.
In Chicago, the world's first nuclear reactor was constructed. An Italian scientist, Enrico Fermi, engaged on a scientific achievement which would eventually cause an abrupt end to the war, the splitting of the atom. At the movies, Glenn Miller's orchestra was the star of the film Orchestra Wives.
And I hear that serenade in who? I'm somewhere in another world alone with you, sharing all the joys we used to know. Again, your face comes back to
other films included Walter Pidgeon and Greg Garson in Mrs. Miniver, Bing Crosby in Holiday Inn, Nell Cards in Which We Serve, and Robert Donat as the young Mr. Pitt. At the theater, playgoers enjoyed Thornton Wilder's latest play, The Skin of Your Teeth, and Irving Berlin's musical, This is the Army. In it, Berlin included a song he had written during World War I. In 1942, the composer recorded the song himself.
Come on, Sleeping Beauty. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
been a soldier quite a while, and I would like to state the life is simply wonderful. The army food is great. I sleep with 97 others in a wooden hut. I love them all. They all love me. It's very lovely, but oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain...
By 1942, of course, the Americans were deeply involved in the war and taking a beating from the Japanese. The Japanese captured Manila, invaded the Dutch East Indies, took Singapore, Rangoon, Mandalay, and the Philippines. This recording of the last hours of Corregidor picked up in Hawaii brought a dramatic personal touch to the tragedies of war.
We may have to give up by noon. We don't know yet. They are throwing men and shells at us, and we may not be able to stand it. They have been shelling us faster than you can count. My name, Irving Strobing. Get this to my mother, Mrs. Minnie Strobing, 605 Barbie Street, Brooklyn, New York. My love, you all. God bless you and keep you. Love. Sign my name and tell my mother how...
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.